Philippians chapter 1?
Yes.
Verse 11?
Yes.
Filled with the fruits of righteousness. Let's read
it. Filled with the fruits of righteousness, which come through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
Once again, fruits only come from seeds that fall in the earth. No other way. To be this, we must overcome, fall on the earth and die, and then it can bear fruit, fit for heaven, as a new plant. It's the only way. Verse 27, to the end. Let's read it.
Only then can the man of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
Their destruction. The heaven dwellers are a terror to them who dwell on the earth. The two prophets were a terror to them that dwelt upon the earth. Well, if you study the word dwell, I'll just give you a reading. But that will be the Bible study. There it is again. If you do that, study the word dwell, what do you find out? You'll find out that to dwell means to settle into, or take your stand on, or to intend to remain, to settle in. Think especially of take your stand. What do you do when you dwell? If you use the word dwell here on earth, inhabitant, on the other hand, is a mechanical word. Sounds like one of the numbers.
Occupant.
Yeah, occupant is a mechanical word. An address. Whereas dwell means what your attitude toward the place and what you're doing. You can get into poetry about dwell as a peaceful. If you go off on that path, why shouldn't you? How many of you know why shouldn't you do that too much? You don't know. If it turned out to be a critical point, you'd have to go back and find out the sense of the word.